You are about to listen to Building Radio Bridges, audio letters between lockdown New York City and the Zambezi Valley. Building Radio Bridges is a project of voicemail correspondence between New York City College students and women audio and radio makers in the Zambezi Valley during the first global lockdowns in 2020. I'm Claudia Wegner, a.k.a. Radio Continental Drift.
I'm Tom Miller, a.k.a. Sonic Anthropology. Zongwe FM is a small, independent community radio station in Zambia, located across Lake Kariba from Zimbabwe. Tonga people were forcibly resettled in the area in the late 1950s, when the colonial construction of the Kariba Dam flooded the Zambezi River Valley. The two halves of the Tonga community have been separated for more than 60 years. Anthropology students at Brooklyn College, City University of New York, listened to radio from Africa and exchanged voice messages, audio letters, with their young counterparts in the Zambezi Valley.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Zongwe FM. Hello, Zubo.
Hello, Zongwe FM. My name is Mohammed
Osman. My name is Maggie.
Sending this message from Brooklyn, New York.
My nickname is Simu Goma Goma, also known as Bennett's Woodpecker.
My name is Miriam. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Hello, everyone at Zongwe FM. Greetings from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, guys at Zongwe FM. My name is Galit from Brooklyn. I hope that you guys are staying safe and healthy during this crazy pandemic.
What's up, Zubo? Sending love from Queens, New York. My name is Richard Sherritt.
Greetings from me. My name is Aaliyah.
My name is Tafura.
Hey guys, greetings from Lockdown Brooklyn 2020. My name is Manjun Luo. They call me Chikwangala, the pipe crown known as John Flyer.
Hello, Zongwe FM. Hello, Zubo. My name is Samaya Begum. I'm 18 years from Brooklyn, and here I wrote a song for you guys. New York City is on lockdown. What about Zambia town? The cases over here are high, but don't you worry, don't you cry. It's okay, I'm here wishing, but how is Zambia's fishing? What will happen to the dam? I want to see on Instagram. We can just get through this, after all you are my sis. I know my Tonga woman strong, did you like my little song? As you can tell, I am bored during quarantine, so please send back a recording so we can share our songs and experiences with each other. Thank you.
Hello, anthropology students of Tomaila. My name is Amonica, aka DJ Mo, from Zongwe FM. Greetings to my fellow Tongans from Zubo Trust across the Zambezi Valley, and greetings to anthropology students of Tomaila too. I just want to say I'm glad hearing your recordings, which you did during lockdown of COVID-19 pandemic, concerning the women of Zambezi Valley, Zubo Trust. Just giving a brief background from the time I joined the Zongwe FM up to date. I joined Zongwe FM, that was at 2014. Then in 2016, I was privileged to meet up with Claudia Wegner, aka Mutinta, where we did a program together in the community and at Zongwe FM, a program concerning women empowerment. Then 2017, I started a training as registered nurse. Then in the middle of my training, I was privileged again, that was at 2018, where I met with Claudia Wegner, aka Mutinta, again when she came back in Zambia, where we did together a program on the radio and in the community, a program called Asimbi Radio, Girls on the Radio, which really inspired young girls in the community. Then 2019 November, I completed my training. After completing my training, having the passion for the radio, I came back and joined the radio station as I'm waiting for to be deployed by the government as a registered nurse. I really enjoyed your recordings which you did. Having the passion for the radio, it really a good thing, because as to my part, it really, really helped me out to reach where I am today. Keep on inspiring the young generation to come so that they may be like you and reach to their dreams. Thank you so much. Love you.
Hello, Zongwe family. Greetings, Zubo. This is Tyrese Cash, all the way from Brooklyn, New York. My nickname is Sikakomze, also known as the Lizard Buzzard. I hope that you all are not only surviving, but thriving. New York is going through such a crisis, I wonder, how are all of you handling this? Quick shout out to Bulema Mutale, a South North volunteer. I understand that she moved from Zambezi to Germany. I hope that she is doing well during these tough times. Another shout out to Chisa Mwinde. As I was going through the archives, I was captivated by her honesty and vulnerability regarding the stereotypes that women face throughout their lives. Even through these hardships, thank you for being so open. Abantu Tatiki Muzinza. Love and peace to Zongwe FM, Zubo Trust, and Radio Continental Drift. Long live Zambia.
Hello, Mtinta Mukua. Claudia Wegner, Building Radio Bridges. Warm greetings to Thomas Miller and to the students of Corn Brooklyn College. We are very grateful to hear that Thomas is still recognized the Zongwe FM Zambia and Zuo Zimbabwe. Having heard that our fellow youths is talking and listening on ZNBC and other radios concerned about COVID-19, and also to hear more on women in Zambia and Zimbabwe that are still working together.
Hi, this is Jennifer Kipnis from Brooklyn. My nickname is Sian Silla, also known as the Laughing Dove. I was wondering how the Zubo Trust organization, which works with the rural women of the Zambezi Valley as a pioneering initiative to secure women's livelihoods and boost their independence, has influenced and changed the lives of women on both sides of the valley.
My name is Bijan.
My name is Anon Kazolhia, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
This is Isar Tahir from Brooklyn, New York. I was particularly interested in the fishery project.
The differences in how women fish.
How the Tonga women fishing changed.
Now on the Zambian side of the lake.
After the Kariba Dam.
Compared to the Zimbabwean
side. Compared to the Zimbabwean side.
And I have a few questions about that. Is there any particular methods women implemented in their fishing? How did the woman fishing affect gender dynamics in the community? I'm sure there were some differences. If there were any differences women fishing as a correlated how did with the are these women still working together now?
Also, what is the fishing basket made of?
Hello, this is Bulemu from the Zubo Project in Binga, Zimbabwe. The Zubo Project has brought a great change in the gender equality in the country. The women can now go to work and also take part in providing for the family. The women can now take their children to school and buy them clothes and also provide them with food from the projects that are being done by the Zubo women. And this has also helped in reducing gender-based violence. And also now the women are now empowered to go to work and also take part in taking care of their families. The government, I can say that the government is also supportive to this project. It is also seen as the first lady was there at the opening ceremony of the Zubo Women Center. She also made a speech where she said that she was really happy and impressed by the project because it was also helping in the government's idea of gender equality.
Hello, friends. My name is James Terera, a.k.a. Mkarajua. I'm a presenter at Zongwe FM. Greetings to Zuo Trust, people of New York City at Brooklyn's College. Greetings to Claudia Wegnam Tinta, Tom Miller. I appreciate receive the audio letter from New York City. When talking about the Zuo Trust have really helped women. Women are being taught how they can help themselves The word Zubo came from one type of catching fish. Women catch carpenter. There are other projects that they do, like weaving, soap making, mahel. They employ men to help them on the thing that they cannot manage. They employ men.
Hello, Zongwei FM. Hello, Zubo. This is Isar Tahir from Brooklyn, New York. My chosen nickname is Kubi, also known as the White Back Vulture.
Okay.
I first wanted to say that it's really incredible that the Zubo Trust works with rural women to secure their livelihoods and boost their independence and self-esteem. I was particularly interested in the fishery project, and I have a few questions about that.
What did it? Okay, Valoid.
Is there any particular methods women implemented in their fishing? I'm sure there were some differences between men and women fishing as it correlated with their other daily activities.
I actually didn't know that women used to fish together. I didn't know that. So that means that a lot of other young people don't know.
Or even certain locations or times of day that they fish in order to balance with the rest of the activities?
I didn't even know how they used to go into the river and make a circle. And then another woman would go and scare the fish, and the rest of them would be catching.
How did the woman fishing affect gender dynamics in the community? I'd like to know how the Tonga woman's fishing changed after the Kariba Dam.
I didn't know that. So that means that a lot of other young people don't know.
And if there were any differences between the Zambian side and the Zimbabwean side.
Tell the way you have observed here in Sinazongwe.
Here in Sinazongwe, the way I have observed is that we don't allow women to participate in any activity. We don't allow any women to participate in any activity because we fear.
Yeah, maybe we hear the call from this man. Or women. Hello, Matambula.
I have a lot of questions which have not been answered.
And also, if there were any differences between the women, how did they come together despite these differences?
We don't allow any women to participate in any activity because we fear.
Also, I heard that the project is done. Are these women still working together now?
Tell us some encouragements which we were given there.
Okay, the first encouragement was without unity, women cannot work together. So they really encouraged our women here in Zambia to cooperate, to work together so that they should earn something high in future.
Because we are one.
When I got to know the background of Zongwei FM, I was deeply moved by the team of radio makers at Zongwei FM and the women of Zumbo Trust in Benga.
I want to let you know that what you guys are doing with your radio broadcasting is truly amazing and will one day be linked in history books to the advancement of your country.
Here I have two questions about your works. What is the biggest difficulty you have encountered since the establishment of Zongwei FM, and how did you solve it?
There was an article given by my professor, and I learned that 87% of households own at least one radio. Why is radio so popular device that's being used versus other devices such as computer, laptop, cell phones?
Hello, my name is
Nosekumdia, commonly known as DJ Nono, I'm one of those who traveled across the lake to visit the Zubo Trust. And I'm really glad that you were inspired about how these Zubo women work together. Yes, how they are lifting each other. And I'm really glad for these sample audio messages which my sister Claudia has sent for me. I'm also a student, your age mates. Yes, and I'm just doing nursing. And here in Snazongwe, life have been hard because of this lockdown. Yeah, because people were strict to move around. But as for now, at least things are now coming back to normal. Yes, and I've listened to your playlist. And I'm really glad to hear from you. At least now I know that we are moving together. Yes, thank you very much.
Hey,
hi Zongway FM, hello Zubo. This is Sabrina Tejas from Brooklyn. My nickname is a commentary, or also known as a question king call in English. After hearing your playlist, Zubo Women, recording women's stories, I just wanted to tell you how inspiring it is as a woman to see other women uplifting each other, to speak out about their life experiences, which is exactly what your playlist and recordings do. I found it interesting and brilliant and wanted to share your playlists and recordings, document the history of your people and ancestors, while exploring cultures. Like, for example, the recordings on children music as a way of expressing happiness in your community and to stray people away from deviant behavior. I think that recordings hold a special purpose and power, like said in the recordings by Margaret and Mugandhi. In fact, that they hold a truth in stories, and that knowing you're a part of something special makes you want to join and share your life experiences as well. Thank you for sharing your experiences through the recordings and realizing the power in people's life experiences.
I want to tell you about what I knew in Binga, right?
Listening to these radio recordings from you all at Zongway FM was an incredible insight to the many perspectives of the women involved.
In the past, our grandparents used to fetch water from the Zambezi.
One story that stood out was The Challenges of Water by Lucia Munenj.
Right. So we go to the bore so that we can fetch water which is safe from James.
You all sharing your lives with each other through radio seems to allow for a sense of unity and break down stereotypes that you are not equal to male counterparts.
We are six. So for water, for drinking, bathing, I have to have 6 buckets every day. I am the only woman at home.
To hear how difficult it is for her as a mother without daughters struggling alone to provide water for her family on a daily basis
right.
was interesting because I was surprised to find out that men are not expected to fetch water.
I am the only one who fetch water at home because I'm the only lady. My children are all boys.
And I want water, Amanda.
There were only 4 girls in my physics class, and the rest of them were boys. Like 12 boys and 4 girls.
The hardships and culture and song expressed from you all as a collective of women uniting so that you may discuss personal situations and better the communications across the Zambezi Valley is inspiring. Another story that stood out to me was one by Chisa Mwendi. She expressed how adamant she is to prove that women are capable of doing anything they want to be. She entered an all-women's college to achieve her goals by studying biology.
So, yeah, I have rocks everywhere.
It is not easy being a woman, and I'm glad to know that this radio exists as an outlet.
Hello, please. You can tell us who you are.
Hello, my name is Connor Fitzgerald, and I have the Kava, or Kabili bird, which is known as the Namake dove in English. And listening to the recordings, I thought Chiza Mwindi's work was really interesting. As the first woman geologist, I thought it was pretty inspiring. And my question for her is, what is your favorite rock or item that you found on a dig? And how has the Kariba Dam affected geological digs in Zambia? Has it made things easier because it dried up some of the land, or does it make things more difficult because it flooded regions where people used to live?
Talking of Lake Kariba, Lake Kariba, this is a man-made lake which has separated the Zimbabwe and the Zambia. Hence, the Sinazongwe people and the Zuo, or the Zimbabwe, those who live at the bank of the lake, they are the one on the lake that has separated them. And we are still getting in touch with each other. Due to Zongwe FM, some people from Zimbabwe, during call times on air, they do call. And they do still greetings their relatives to Zambia. Also, the Zambian people of Sinazongwe, they do call on Basuluizi Radio, giving greetings to their relatives.
When this lake was built, some of people, some went to Zambia, some went to Zimbabwe, because the demarcation was not being seen when this Kariba was not yet built.
Some of people have missed their relatives. On the other hand, Lake Kariba has brought improvements in lives or development. Because this time there is a lot of fish, carpenter. Some, they are growing maize, vegetables, and other kinds of crops. The only challenge which is attacking people or lives, it is because there are a lot of crocodile which are being eating people. This is to talk a few on the Kariba.
Being from Zimbabwe, I never really recognized Zambia as one of our surrounding countries, or it's South Africa or Botswana or Mozambique. So I think just getting a better light of that country, something that was that close to me, and even knowing that certain Tonga people from Zambia live on the other side in Zimbabwe, was very interesting for me. I've lived in Mutare and Harare. I've lived there, I lived there for the first 14 years of my life, and then I moved here. Just understanding other countries around me, because I lived in Harare and Mutare, and I think Bulawayo in Zimbabwe is more closer to Zambia than it is to where I was. I'm not too certain, actually. I remember I've been to the Kariba Dam. I think when we first began the class, I might have gotten those two confused. But I think Victoria Falls, I'm not too certain, and I don't believe so. I wouldn't confidently be able to say that I have.
Did you ever hear much about Binga or Tonga people?
No, it was never on my radar. I think also being there, I think I feel as though maybe I was a bit more protected or just sheltered into the whole culture, because I did live there, but I think I wasn't as aware as I am now of my country.
Did studying neighboring peoples from an outsider perspective change your view?
It definitely did. I think I've been to Mozambique, I've been to South Africa, I've lived there, I've been to various of the surrounding countries, with the exception of Zambia. I believe I met one person from Zambia who I never really went into depth to understanding their country. So I think this class in itself and the folks that we had on Zambia and the Tonga people was very, very interesting for me.
Hello, dear comrade listeners at New York City, students of sonic anthropology. Radio Continental Drift here, a.k.a. Claudia Wegener, a.k.a. Mutinda Mugua, my Zambian Chitonga, a.k.a., meaning the odd one out, the English-speaking, not local. I've been listening to your recordings. It's beautiful hearing all your different perceptions and perspectives on the same audio and story. You are granting all of us a wonderful gift with your vocals and responses. Myself, as is the call of time, I'm in Germany at my elders, my parents. Let me tell you, though, that your messages are reaching members of Subo and Zongwe teams, and that your sisters and brothers in Zimbabwe and Zambia, on another end of the same radio bridge, so to say, are amazed and delighted that you guys, somewhere far away, have cared to listen to stories from the Zambezi Valley and care to respond. Perhaps such a gift of attentive listening seems not worth much on a noisy planet where power speaks. On my journeys across a number of Southern African countries, I have learned a lot in this respect by mingling among the people wherever I happen to be, urban or rural. I carry a deep respect for an arts of communication I encountered, which equally enjoys call and response, speaking and listening, because it's for you, and we are one, on one or another end of the same radio bridge. Voicemail recordings from the Zambezi Valley are still reaching out to you as we speak. The audio is here, gathered at the Internet Archive, for you and others who care about listening. Dalumbalogo Kutuswilila. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
This is an interesting recording of the typical calls of these birds. Other species to be heard on the cut, Sycobar woodfordi, Nigri cantule, a small dog can also be heard. This pair of owls had been hooting most of the night.
Field cut number 6.
Recording. You got it on, Joe?
Yeah.
Is it on now?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The bird we just recorded is a silvery-cheeked hornbill.
Good. Okay, Shad.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hello, everyone. This is Anna from New York. My nickname is Kubondo, the Goliath heron, which is also called the giant heron. And where I live on Long Island, we actually have other types of heron like the green heron and the great blue heron. I've been listening to the ZNBC live stream broadcast, and I heard a few announcements from the Road Safety Association because they're worried about the condition of the roads due to people overloading their vehicles. I'm curious to find out how easy it is to travel on the roads there and if the coronavirus has limited your ability to travel. Hearing stories about women's organizations like the Zubo Trust is very encouraging and wonderful to hear about. I'm eager to keep listening, share it with women in my family, and find other ways to support their efforts.
Hello guys, this is Arilda from Brooklyn. My nickname is Sika Nyambia, the lesser striped swallow, which is a common bird around human habitation. And coincidentally, I saw one outside my window yesterday.
Hello Zongwe FM, hello Zubo. This is Samuel E. from Brooklyn. My nickname is Chungwe the Birdler Eagle, which I recently learned to be the origin of the Zimbabwe bird. It's a very majestic looking bird to be used for the country's national emblem.
My name is Shyla and I am from New York City. Based on the Tonga bird names that we have learned about, I have decided on the nickname Kabondo, also known as the White Stork.
My name is Sabrina E. and I am from Brooklyn, New York.
I want to know if you have ever seen a yellow-billed kite and what your guys' favorite animals are and what they need to eat.
The question that I have is regarding birds.
What roles do birds play in Tonga rituals?
Why do birds have to do with that?
And are there any birds that are especially important?
I was also wondering if there are any birds that are more important than the others, or if a bird has a specific meaning.
Are there any individuals who can understand the language of the birds?
Hi everyone, my name is Miriam. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. They call me Kwee. The gray Lowry is known for its intelligence and beauty. I was wondering, what role do these birds play in Tonga rituals? What makes these birds different than any other bird? Do they represent something? Is there someone that can possibly talk to these birds? Like, what makes these birds so special?
I never started the Zimbabwean bird story, but I think when I saw the five women story, they are also rainmakers, those women.
Were they in Binga?
Yes, they're in Binga, yes. These birds that you see here flying all over here, do you know that we bow to them, we pray to them. We have women who are in control of these birds. They have spirits that are connecting to the birds. There's a ritual with the birds. And I was like, oh, these birds, they say they will fly from all over to the shrine. And these women will just come out and feed the birds and be with the birds maybe 1 week or 2 weeks. Live a life with the birds, eat together with them, and then when the time comes, they just fly away, go back to their places. All of them knew at this time we have to go there. I don't know how far they will be flying from, but... I realized that mostly women are in the rain rituals than men.
I knew that I myself had a clan name from Zimbabwe, but I wasn't certain of it, so I asked my dad what it was, and he kind of explained a bit about what a clan name is, what it symbolizes, and why it's there. I was trying to relate it to maybe a more American-based kind of system so that it's easier for me to understand if people ask me and I can explain it. I think for this, in this situation, I would best relate it to, I wouldn't say religion. I think it's more or less just your lineage, where you're able to trace back where you're from. I think a lot of people here take pride in themselves being this percentage of Irish or British or whatever heritage that they come from. I think a clan is more or less your roots from where you came from. I think that's the best way that I can. My best guess, I think from just what I understand, I think they represent community. I wouldn't know how to best describe it without... That one I'd actually be really stumped on.
Oh, what did your dad tell you?
He just told me that it's more traditional days where it's, you come from this certain, from this particular place in this country or region, and this is your, in a sense, community. It's how you continue your lineage. It's keeping pride within the community, whether it is married within your clan or married within your community. It just continues a strong base.
Hey guys, greetings from Lockdown Brooklyn 2020. My name is Alan Huang. I'd like to say that you are doing impressive work as a radio station in case of sharing the news, critical debates, music, and more from globally to locally. I do wonder what is the next step for the radio station in case of increasing more listeners. Anyway, I hope you may hear, enjoy, and share a piece of song I'm going to play on my piano. Here I go. So I hope you enjoyed it, and goodbye.
Hello, friends. Dr. Tom here, Thomas Miller. I want to thank you all for listening and speaking and recording and sending us your warm greetings and all of your brilliant thoughts. Thank you. It's a beautiful thing to hear from you and to know that you're hearing us. As I was thinking about what to say, I wasn't sure if I should say anything or just let the students speak for themselves. But here are some notes that I made while I was trying to figure out how to do this project in the middle of the coronavirus lockdown.
Wednesday, March 25th, 2:18 p.m., Brooklyn, New York, day, I don't even know what, of isolation.
Today it's so windy, but sunny and warm. Okay. People are coming out of their hibernation, emerging from their cocoons, blinking in the sunlight, moving a little unsteadily, but also with a sense of freedom, yet wary. The masked stare. Solidarity and alienation at the same time, as someone said.
We had snow in May, that was unusual. But no more unusual than a lot of what's been going on, or not going on.
Our campus shut down in March on Friday the 13th.
Can we think of a community
like it's in the wrong place?
That's not hierarchical in our lives. Well, maybe like clubs, teams, bands. College is very hierarchical. Can we imagine?
City of endless expanse.
The theory.
City of geometric boulevards.
Points of view is kind of a move towards that.
City of social interiors. About city of
whether conservation is
inner.
Kind of move beyond that now.
City of inside life. Indoor life.
Anyway,
no, it's not what I mean.
At the moment,
city of
anthropology is kind of fumbling towards this multi-species viewpoint.
Social interiors.
Origin, because
I'm sitting in my backyard on a Sunday afternoon in Brooklyn. Every afternoon, flock of parrots, wildly colored parrots whose ancestors escaped from Guatemala, somehow established a colony here in Brooklyn, survived the winters and established these giant nests, including one
because your status as a human or a human living in the big cities, replacement of human relationships with relationships to these screens.
Walk a mile city that's too big
because that's where anthropology originated, and that's kind of where we're at as an approach. So we have lines of descent. We know who everybody is, and they're related, so their loyalty comes to kinship. But how much can we do for ourselves?
This class conversation is in anthropology right now.
And since with the pandemic shutdown, we weren't able to talk about
and the shamans who understand them and
what it is and what it means
to the spirit world.
Coming out of their hibernation unsteadily, but also with a sense of freedom.
Listen,
solid
we weren't able to talk.
So we each took a nickname of one of the birds in one of the Wanyiko.
And although we couldn't have a conversation in the classroom, we can remix our voices here.
We can remix our voices here.
And share them with you guys.
And share them with you guys.
Hello, Zongwei FM. Hello, Zubo. This is Naomi from Brooklyn. My nickname is Lubin Gele Gele, the Hammer Cop, also known as the Lightning Bird. If you're hearing sirens, it's because that's all I hear for most part of my day. And I'm sharing these sounds with you. Okay, I'll wait. Also, I'd like to shout out to all of the students and shout out to all parents who have to help their kids with doing assignments and learning while they're still away from school. I know it's not an easy task, but we can get through this. Bless up.
Greetings from a stuck-at-home Brooklyn night.
Hello there. When you hear this, I hope you guys are well.
In regards to the situation in New York City.
Here in New York City, we have had over 100,000 cases and our stay-at-home orders keep being extended.
I haven't left my house for about 2 months.
It is very strange to hear nothing going on outside.
I am the oldest in my family and I'm taking care of my two younger siblings.
I miss the sounds of children laughing and screaming as they run up and down the block.
Like many New Yorkers, I am currently unemployed.
I miss hearing the sprinklers in the ice cream truck.
The only positive that came from this lockdown was that it helped me get closer to my family.
I miss hearing loud music on the street and seeing everyone sitting on their front stoops watching and enjoying the presence of others.
I am Muslim and I am currently fasting, as it is the month of Ramadan.
Because of this pandemic, everything is unknown, which can result in individuals feeling a little anxious.
I'm trying to stay as positive as I possibly can. I've done a lot of self-reflection, and I'm trying to make myself a better person.
But I'm happy we still have this opportunity where we can send and receive long-distance communications like this project.
In a lot of ways, people are coming together virtually to keep positive spirits.
On your end, how is everyone there dealing with their loved ones being on the front lines?
Are you able to get water, fuel, food, and other necessities?
How do those that are in school manage to continue their studies from home?
And if you have children, have you observed any changes in them?
Something I'm curious about is your opinion about how you think the world will be once the virus ends. Do you think the world will be the same as where we left off, or will there be changes?
I hope the lockdown in Zambia is going better than here in New York. I hope everyone is doing well and is able to support one another.
I hope you're all doing well, and I hope to visit one day.
Hello, thank you for the greetings and thank you for the message. This is Wilhelmo in Germany. The times for Corona were really tough also this side. Like maybe you would have seen it on internet, we really had a lot of infections. But I'm really grateful that I got through these tough times and we pushed through also with the support from the Zubo team. I also had support from the Zubo team and the people this side. They were also really supportive. And I'm really excited to be here also, to be learning a new culture and to share with others how my culture is on the Zambezi Valley and the projects that we do with the Zubo women. And I'm also glad to be going home and be able to share what I learned here and to be a role model for other women and encourage them and encourage others that they can do something and that it is possible as a woman to be empowered.
Hello, my name is Zipin Chen. They call me Cuckoo Maruga. Oh, you can call my English name African Jacana. What's going on? How about your village? I hope you all stay safe and well. Please don't go outside. COVID-19 is so terrible. If you're here, let's recall. I hope the COVID-19 is finished. Thanks.
Hello. Greetings from lockdown Brooklyn. My name is Johnny Han, and they call me Mulenda, the white-browed cuckoo. I am a philosophy major at Brooklyn College, as well as an experimental filmmaker. Thank you so much for the beautiful radio program centered around women's issues and solidarity among women on the both sides of some busy river. Given the grim time we find ourselves in, I nearly lost hope for a better future. But listening to your programs reassure me of the possibility of gender-based and class-based solidarity among people on a global scale. I would like to share a quote from the revolutionary German playwright Bertolt Brecht, who did so much to empower the voices of the marginalized in his own works. Here it goes. The memory of humanity for sufferings born is astonishingly short. Its gift of imagination for coming sufferings is almost even less. It is this callousness that we must fight. For humanity is threatened by wars compared to which those past are like poor attempts, and they will come, without any doubt, if the hands of those who prepare them in all openness are not broken.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Kevin. I'm taking anthropology, and I've been diagnosed with COVID-19. The semester has been trying, to say the least. The transition from what we would normally take as a physical class to online has been trying, and as well as the added difficulties with having a disease that is part of a pandemic, in addition to all of the additional work that comes with the transition, is hard. But for everyone who is worried and everyone who would or may have the disease, I just want to say you do have people there that will support you. This time will show that you're not alone. You have people to support you. My professors, my friends have been very supportive, my family as well. Even some of the people I don't get along with, they've just been amazing. In addition, I know this is probably going to air on the radio, and I just wanted to say that things will get better. I mean, in case you're in one of the developing countries and are listening to this, things will get better. It may not seem like it now, but everybody's realizing that everyone is the same, everybody is human, and that no one is immune to something just because they have more than someone else. So help will be coming. Help is on the way, because people are just realizing we need to stick together through all of that. I'm glad to be a part of this, be a part of something bigger than myself.
Well, hello guys, how are you? I'm Linda Tumune Mdimba from Binga. And I just want to say hi to you all. I've been listening to your voices, which were sent by Claudia. Yeah, I was happy to listen to them. And it was more like feeling or keeping on repeating, you know. How are you doing over this period for the COVID-19 pandemic? This side, yeah, we're trying our best. Though life isn't that easy. Especially to some of our students who were supposed to write in June, and those will be sitting for their exams in November. It isn't easy. Yeah, to those who are in urban areas, it's much better because they are learning online. But some of us, like I teach in the rural areas, and in the rural areas, the government had arranged for the audio lessons, which will be done on radio. But it's unfortunate to our students. The radio airwaves can't get that far. So it's more like they're losing, you know? So we're supposed to open on the 24th of June, it was then later postponed to 28th July, and no one knows whether we're going to open or not. Yeah, to those who are in urban areas, they're benefiting because the audio lessons, they are taking place, and some, we've got parents who can manage to pay for their children, they're learning online. But to those who are in the rural areas, life is just difficult because they're only waiting to be taught, you know. And I was just looking at the grade 7 timetable, whereby they're saying the grade 7 exams kicks from September, of which now the proposal of the opening schools, it's on the 28th of July, and the closed schools in March. Can you imagine now that period of learning? Most of them, they've lost a lot. But otherwise, in terms of the pandemic, in the rural areas, I think we can say, yeah, safe, because there isn't that congestion which can be compared to that one in the urban areas. The urban areas, yeah, there's much congestion. Yeah. What to meet in life.
What's going on, Zongway FM? Coming at you live from quarantine. My name is Caitlin from New York, but they call me Cooey, the Grey Lori, because we both can be loud, obnoxious when provoked, all right? But anyway, this lockdown seems to be taking a toll on my community. So where people from my neighborhood are repealing and protesting social distancing laws, which of course can be unsettling and frustrating, especially since their reasoning is extremely self-centered. Like the lockdowns preventing people from getting haircuts and unnecessary things like that. So I'm just curious, from an outside perspective looking into the chaos that is currently the U.S., is there any type of motto, quote, or share of wisdom that you live by that helps to ease feelings of frustration or uncertainty?
To answer the few questions that have asked my age mate or my fellow youths,
for this pandemic, which is COVID-19, it have really affected a lot of people in Zambia.
1,000 lives were affected, and 10 lives were dead. Most of them, they were discharged.
The schools, colleges, companies have been closed. So the government and NGOs have worked together to sensitize people, to minimize movement, to avoid touching one another.
In seeing this, World Vision, the non-governmental organization, has selected a number of volunteer to teach the community on how to prevent the pandemic COVID-19 and to sensitize the community on it. And I'm the one of the selected groups. We used to go into the community, being sensitizing the community on how the pandemic COVID-19 get transmission to one person to another. Also, how one can prevent. We used to teach children, youths, and also elderly, our forefathers. People are being encouraged
to wear face masks when they're traveling,
using hand sanitizer,
to wash their hand frequently,
using soap, wash hand
so
regularly.
The pandemic has really affected people of Zambia.
Sikakon, love and peace. Sikakon, Zongway FM. Sikakon, Zubo Trust. Sikakon, all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Sikakon, love and peace. Sikakon, Zongway FM. Sikakon, Zubo Trust. Sikakon, all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Sikakon, love and peace. Love and peace. Zongway FM. Zongway FM. Zubo Trust. Zubo Trust. All the way from Brooklyn, New York.
This is the few to respond. Thank you to hear Thomas Miller and the students.
May God bless you.
There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way.
It says, Tawenzira ya kubotewa.
Kuboterwa ninzira. Thank you. Speaking is Donna Nube from Zuo Trust. I just want to.
There is no way to happiness. Okay. Happiness is the way.
Tagwenzira. Ya kuboterwa. Kuboterwa ninzira. If it's a proverb, maybe that way I'm not so sure.
New York City is on lockdown. What about Zambia town? The cases over here are high, but don't you worry, don't you cry. It's okay, I'm here wishing, but how is Zambia's fishing? What will happen to the dam? I want to see on Instagram. We can just get through this. After all, you are my sis. I know my Tongo woman strong. Did you like my little song?
You have just heard Building Radio Bridges, audio letters between lockdown New York City and the Zambezi Valley, a long-distance co-production based on audio correspondence between students in New York City, members of Zubo Trust in Zimbabwe and Zongwe FM in Zambia, produced by Sonic Anthropology, Tom Miller, and Claudia Wegner, Radio Continental Drift.
You can hear these recordings and many more at the Internet Archive. We invite everyone to listen, download, remix, and reimagine these tracks. Thank you for listening.
Talumba logo kuduswilila. Thank you for listening.
Ya tu palwangunu.